Thanks, Dayton. And we're here with Teddy Nichol from the Milwaukee Business Journal on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. And Teddy, tell us about these layoffs that Harley announced this week.
So there actually wasn't an official announcement, but we were able to kind of find out through a source that there have been organizational adjustments is what the company confirmed, but we understand it's impacting around 150 employees. We don't know whether it's production or more corporate employees, and we don't know exactly where they are. So unfortunately, we don't have a ton of details to share, but the spokesperson did confirm that they're saying they're implementing select organizational adjustments to drive cost productivity. So that's kind of what we have to share right now. The company has more than 2,000 employees locally and more than 6,000 company-wide. So on the whole, it's a small, you know, relatively small number of their employees, or percentage, I should say. But still, 150, you know, is not nothing.
Well, if you're one of the 150, it's a big
deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Of course.
Yeah. Well, Harley-Davidson is doing a lot, repurposing its headquarters, and they unveiled a new public park this week as well.
Yeah. So the company has switched to a hybrid and /remote workforce. So they've really begun repurposing their historic headquarters in Milwaukee. The CEO is in town this week, and he said they are committed to still keeping their headquarters there, but they are repurposing it. So the first phase of that was creating this park on the former employee parking lot. It's a really stunning design with a circular amphitheater. It is open to the public, which is cool, but that's just the first redevelopment that they're kind of working on. He announced this week as well, their next plans are to create a headquarters for its factory racing team inside that historic headquarters building that is there, and they're also going to be bringing in STEAM education programs to the Harley-Davidson University buildings just near there as well. So a lot of plans to kind of repurpose this building that's not really being used as much now that more people are working remotely.
Well, a lot of people out there taking rides on their motorcycles or their cars, and they want to go to a really nice travel center, and there's somebody special day. What is this Buc-ee's thing? I've not heard of it before, but I know a lot of people are really obsessed with them.
Yeah, it's weirdly wildly popular. So it's a Texas-based chain of travel centers that they're Texas-sized. So they have this one planned for Wisconsin, which would be the first. It would have 120 gas pumps, 75,000 square foot store. So it's more like a Walmart store. And it has a huge following.
Did you say 120 gas pumps?
Yes. We are talking a huge travel center. And yeah, it really has a following in the South and in Texas. And this would be the first store in Wisconsin. They announced it last year, and it's just gotten so much excitement from people in Wisconsin who are excited to see what all the hype is about. And I should just add, it's not in the Milwaukee area. It's in Dane County. It'd be just north of Madison in DeForest. But that's the thing about this wildly popular travel center is people travel, you know, people would be expected to travel from Milwaukee just to visit this gas station. So it's gaining a lot of attention across the state. But the news this week is that it is delayed. They were originally going to start construction on it this year, but they are needing to do some work to expand the highway to accommodate the increased traffic that they're expecting from this. It's really like almost a tourist destination. And so because of kind of some complications with the highway improvements and figuring out how to pay for it, it is now delayed. We don't know exactly how long it's delayed, but they're saying it's likely not going to be starting construction this year.
Well, I know a lot of rest stops have sort of that signature food. Do you know what Buc-ee's is?
I do. I'm blanking on the name for it now, but they do have a signature, like a popcorn type of thing. Mm-hmm. Buc-ee corn. I don't want to misspeak, but it's something like that that I'm sure can share as it gets closer to actually opening.
No, I can't wait to taste it. All right, let's look at 100 East. They want to have the downtown building listed on the National Register of Historic Places. How's this going to help? Because they're converting to apartments. And what is the historical significance of that address?
Yeah, so really interesting story about this building. So the building was built in 1989, so 35 years ago. So you might wonder, you know, how is that historic? And that's the question that they'll have to prove to the state and national and local boards, you know, making this designation. But the reason why the developers want this is because it could help them secure tax credits to pay for the conversion to apartments. So if the building is considered historic, they would be eligible for historic tax credits, and that could really help in terms of raising capital to pay for it. And it's hard to raise capital right now with interest rates and everything, so this could be one strategy. So it's unique in that most historic buildings have to be 50 years or older. This one's only 35 years old. There are examples of exceptions, and so this one they're hoping could be an exception. The historical significance is it's on the site of what was Milwaukee's first skyscraper. So it was built in the 1800s, called the Pabst Building, and that was known as the Milwaukee's first skyscraper. It was torn down, and then 100 East was built. It was kind of built to have a similar architectural style to that building, and it's also kind of considered an example of postmodern architecture in downtown Milwaukee. So there's a lot of history in this, you know, relatively new building that was built in the 80s.
Well, the one thing we know is George Washington never slept there. Let's look at Milwaukee Charter Schools. They've got a new location on the city's south side.
Yes, Carman Schools is planning a new $55 million campus on Milwaukee's south side. It's a charter school, Carman Schools of Science and Technology. They have five campuses, and they've proposed a new one on West Oklahoma Avenue. It's still kind of in the city approval process, so they were just with the Board of Zoning Appeals this week. But if approved, it would be on the six-acre parcel they would purchase from Wheaton Franciscan. And this would be the first school that Carman Schools is actually building from the ground up. So that could be exciting if it is indeed approved.
Well, we're just a couple weeks away. We've been counting down, it seems like forever, for the RNC, and they've announced who's going to be headlining the big RNC welcome party. And who is that, Teddy?
This is country music star Trace Adkins. So this will be a welcome party for guests on July 14th, now just a couple weeks away. It's really coming up fast. The event is called Red, White, and Brew, and it will be for convention delegates and partner organizations and global media. So I guess that means us local media might not be invited, but it will feature, in addition to Trace Adkins' performance, there will be Wisconsin food and drinks welcoming all those visitors to Milwaukee.
Chris, the interesting thing about Trace Adkins, not only is he a phenomenal country singer, but he also won The Apprentice.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, well, there's another there's another link to the presumed nominee, Donald Trump. All right.
There you go.
Teddy Nykel from the Milwaukee Business Journal. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Libby.
And back to Dayton.